This is the 21st Show. I'm Christine Herman. They say you can't judge a book by its cover, but can you judge a book by its taste? That's a question that food lovers and bibliophiles will be trying to answer this weekend in Urbana. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign's University Library is holding its 17th annual Edible Book Festival. It's happening tomorrow morning at the Common Ground Co-op in Urbana. People will be bringing in edible books, tasty treats inspired by literature in one form or another. The cream of the crop will get awards, and then the festival goers will get to chow down on the books. And here to talk more about all of this is Sarah Christensen, who's a visual resources and outreach specialist with the University Library. Sarah, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for having me.
If you've got a question for us, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. So Sarah, tell me more about what makes an edible book an edible book. Maybe you can give us an example.
Yeah, well, basically it's all edible ingredients. It doesn't have to taste good. It just has to be edible. And it could be a literal representation of a book. Some people will do, you know, the book cover. Some people will kind of, make a literal representation of the plot, however that might look, or some of it is more conceptual. There are a lot of puns involved too. Some people like to have a lot of fun with that. So Game of Scones was probably one of my favorites over the years. It can be really elaborate or really simple. You'll see that last year's winner I talk about this like every day still. The People's Choice winner it was from Viola Davis's memoir, and it was like a life-size sculpture of her face with chocolate. Wow. And then it was on a layered cake that had edible paper in it that she had printed some of the lines from the book. It was really incredible. Amazing. And then on the other side of the spectrum, there was like a bowl of Chex Mix that was for Sex and the City. It was Chex in the City. So you can go crazy or not. Just have fun with it.
You mentioned the People's Choice Awards. So these books get judged. Can you talk about some of the categories, and then also like what sets apart the best books? Books.
Yeah. So we don't have, you know, a rubric. It's not a very serious process that we have. We kind of leave it up to the judges to decide how they're going to determine each category. So we have three judges each year. They all work together. This year, there's Emily Kroner, who's one of the owners of Lucky Moon Pie. Nancy Kenneman, who is a friend of the library and a fantastic chef and baker herself. And our new dean, Claire Stewart, is going to be the judges. So they'll all get together the day of. We have seven typical categories. There's most appetizing, best collaborative creation. So sometimes groups of people like a book club or something else will do this. Best visual presentation, best depiction of a classic, funniest, punniest. We used to have a prize for that Dallas and Company donated every year. It was a rubber chicken. So they'll see all of the entries and they'll kind of make their own judgments on what they think belongs in what category. But it's an event that everyone is really a winner. So the judges will often make up their own categories to include some of the other entries. I think past examples were like best use of a color or like most sustainable creation or something made with like sustainable agriculture. So it's very broad and diverse.
I bet there are some listeners out there hearing this and maybe imagining some grand creations that, you know, perhaps wouldn't look out of place on the Food Network or on a show like Cake Wars. But it's not just professional chefs and bakers taking part in this, right?
No, absolutely not. There's a lot of students that participate, actually. I'll see them. There are some regulars in the community who will do this every year. But it's mostly, you know, like having fun and playing with your food kind of thing. I am always stunned when professional bakers get involved because, I mean, Tiara's entry last year, I've just never seen anything like it. There was also someone for several years who, it's mostly, I would say, like cakes and sweets and that kind of thing tend to be what gets entered. But there's someone for several years who bought a he brought a stew in a crock pot, and it was like a Tolkienverse stew, and he got like there was like dried ice and smoke, and he got like dragon claws from the internet and was giving them out to all the kids, and it was yeah, it was intense, but it was not it didn't look pretty, but he made it a whole scene, a whole experience.
And it's too late to sign up to enter a book, I imagine, but it's not too late for people to show up if they're in the Urbana area. Is that correct?
Oh, it's absolutely not too late to sign up for a book
Oh, you
if
can.
you're
Okay, great.
Yeah, we ask for registration ahead of time just to kind of plan how much table space we'll need, but there are a lot of people who will, just think of something the night before and bring it on over, so.
If you're just joining us, it's a 21st show. I'm Christine Herman. We're talking about an edible book festival in Urbana this weekend at the Common Ground Co-op. There will be edible books inspired by literature, and the people who drop by will get to eat some of the books. We're going to learn more about that with Sarah Christensen, Visual Resources and Outreach Specialist with the University Library. If you have a question, our number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. I want to talk about the eating experience, but first, I understand you're taking part in the event yourself this year. Are you able to
Yeah.
talk about what your edible book is for tomorrow's event?
Sure. I don't think there are any really intense spoilers for this. So I read a book several years ago, The Kingdom of Ice, that is one of my favorite books, and I'm gonna do The Kingdom of Ice Cream. I've been brainstorming how to keep this cold. I just texted my housemate to see if she could start making me a giant ice cube today because I forgot this morning before I left. So, yeah, mine will be ice cream based. And I'm not sure what the others are going to be yet, but I will be working on mine tonight and I'll probably bring it out just before the public viewing or judging starts to keep it cold.
Anything more you can say about your creative process, how you approach this, or what you enjoy most about being able to make a book for this event yourself?
Personally, I really like puns. So I'll try to think of, what some of my favorite books are. I was looking at a list of bestsellers the other day and just trying to think of what I could do with some of that and what would be easy and doable. I'm not someone that's gonna, spend a week making something. If it's not easy, I will not do it. So, yeah, I've made before. I think I made Jaws with just like blue jello, things like that. So yeah, I'm all about the puns and whatever ingredients are on hand and easy to use, which I'm not sure ice cream is, but it's at least a no-bake creation.
Where did the idea for this event even come from? I mean, I mentioned this is the 17th annual event, so it seems like this has been going on for longer than, like shows like Cake Wars or Is It Cake or other, popular reality TV shows out there. So yeah, what do you know about the history of this event?
So it was, I think it was developed in 2000, the year 2000. It's an international thing, and we started getting into it shortly, like a year or two after. A former librarian actually got it started. And has, it's just been a really popular, fun community event throughout the year. So it was handed over to me about 5 years ago. But it's always around April 1st every year. It was Judith Hoffberg and Beatrice Coron, who are book artists and librarians, respectively, came up with the idea. And I don't know what their marketing secret was, but it's really taken off. There is an official website that I don't think is really updated anymore, but it tends to be a popular thing with libraries every year. And I mean, people show up for it, so what's better than books and food?
Yeah. So, can you describe the atmosphere? Especially, I'm curious what it's like when you get around to eating the books. How does that work? You just get in line and everyone can get a taste of a book that they'd like to taste.
Yeah, pretty much. The atmosphere, it kind of depends on the venue that we're at. We're back at the Common Ground Food Co-op in Urbana and the Lincoln Square Mall. So there's a lot of foot traffic. There tends to be just a lot of excitement and wonder and, people checking out each other's books and asking them how they did that, that kind of thing. And then we do the judging ceremony at noon. So the judges will announce the winners. And while they're doing that, we're kind of counting up. We give people stickers to vote on the people's choice, and they'll just leave it on the card for the entry. So we're counting that up as they're doing that. And then once all the awards are distributed, then it's time to eat the books, and the creators will kind of stand behind their creation and serve it to people. And that, just kind of helps if people have allergies, they can ask what is in it. And talk about the entry more. But yeah, it's basically, you get a plate and you go around and try to find your favorite or what looks the most appetizing.
And what are some of the prizes? I know you mentioned in previous years it was like rubber chicken for one of them, but what are some of the other awards for the other categories?
Yeah, so in all the previous years we've had donated awards, and recently, I've just kind of felt bad about giving people like a used dirty cookbook or whatever else secondhand thing was given down. So we have one of my new colleagues this year had the idea to get embroidered aprons. So the winners this year will all get like an embroidered edible book festival apron with their prize category on it. Should be really fun. And then for all of the made up categories, we have wooden spoons that say edible book festival on them. So they're really a part of why I'm entering is because I really want one of these spoons.
Oh, nice. Well, good luck. I hope
Yeah.
you get it. If
Thank you.
someone wants to drop by tomorrow and participate in the Edible Book Festival, any other advice you have?
I would just say, so we're having drop-offs between 9 and 11 a.m. So I would just say drop your thing off before then. If you need to heat it up or cool it down, we can try to handle that for you. And yeah, just have fun. Don't overthink it.
Sarah Christensen is a visual resources and outreach specialist with the University Library at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. More information about the 17th Annual Edible Book Festival, well, you can find it at our website, 21stshow.org. Sarah, thank you so much for being with us on the 21st today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I hope to see some people tomorrow.
That's all the time we have for today. Coming up on Monday's show, it is Eclipse Day in Illinois, and we'll talk with science journalist David Barron, who wrote a book about the wild stories around the American eclipse of 1878. And we'll hear from a Southern Illinois University physicist about what she'll be working on when the sun goes dark. Before we go, will you consider joining our texting group? You put the public in public radio, and we love sharing your comments and questions on the show. You can join by sending the word talk to 217-803-0730. Again, text the word talk, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. We appreciate hearing from you about our programs and hearing your suggestions for future guests or stories, you can always send us an email at talk@21stshow.org. You could find that address and every other way to contact us, including our voicemail line, on our website, 21stshow.org. 21st is produced by Christine Hatfield and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Damian Contreras. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. We'll be back on Monday. Brian Mackey will be back with the show. Thanks now for listening, and we'll talk with you again soon.